Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we talked to Connor Riley today from Dog Nation, talking about the Dogs getting ready for Florida. They are a 7.5-point favorite heading towards the weekend. Connor said he feels like this is going to be a domination, like the Dogs just take control. And maybe, Mike, they're catching the Gators at the right time. A lot of turmoil, right. Turnover. The other side of this, though, is it could be a rallying cry. You just don't know what Gator team shows up. Now, they have talent, guys. We know that. But Billy Napier just couldn't put it all together. Before we hear from Kirby Smart, who talked about the firing of Brian Kelly, I want you to hear Lane Kiffin, because he is a hot commodity, Mike. Do you think he leaves Ole Miss?
I just think he's going to love – first of all, I think guys – And Lane's, you know, probably the more likable and, you know, is he down to earth? I think he's just a unique guy, right? He's probably a lot different than Saban, a lot different than Kirby. He's his own person. But I think everyone loves having their butt kissed. And right now, this is the giant romance period where everybody and their uncle wants Lane Kiffin. And how do you say no if somebody throws $15 million at you?
You can't. And I don't think he will. The irony is one of the better wins of the season was going to OU, Norman, this last weekend and just handing it to Oklahoma. Ironically, Brent Venables is the head coach of Oklahoma, and he said afterwards, we're a better team. Lane Kiffin then responded to Venables' comments.
Interesting take, whatever he needs to say.
And also following up to road trips
maybe
to Georgia.
Maybe they had the better team last year, too, when we beat them. Sorry.
Yes, sir. Following up on the road against Georgia.
Maybe they had the better team in Oklahoma when we beat them 55-19 in the national championship. Maybe you had the better team at Clemson when we beat them 45-40 in the national championship at Alabama. Next question, my bad.
That's awesome.
And I love it because you
That's
and I,
awesome.
One of my biggest beefs a couple years ago when Coach Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, went to Colorado, Venables goes out of his way to crap on Deion and how he approached his, you know, transfers and bringing new players in. And Venables got to, you know, use that pulpit. Well, I wouldn't do – go shave your arms, okay? Go do some more push-ups. Great defensive coach. Get it. But, I mean, there's you got beat. Take it. Don't throw that out there. And how about Lane? I don't blame Lane for going down that road. You're basically telling you, when I coach offense, I own this guy.
Yes. He beat you last year. He beat you this year on your home field. And then he pulled out of his back pocket. By the way, when I was at Alabama and the coordinator, we beat you. Okay?
Right, you were at Clemson.
When you were at Clemson. Oh, by the way, maybe you were the better team. He just kept pulling out those cards like, we can do this. But that's what I love about Lane Kiffin. I love the fact he has no fear in saying whatever's on his mind.
He's like the modern-day Spurrier.
No, he is.
Right?
He really is. He just says whatever's on his mind. You like him or you don't like him. But I don't think anybody can debate, and I've said this. Everybody thought he was a clown when the Tennessee thing happened and the USC stuff happened. He was just young. He was just a young guy who got an opportunity. Now he really knows what he's doing, and his teams play well, man. He's put Ole Miss on the map. Mike, they're going to be a playoff team. I don't know where they'll be ranked, but they're going to be dangerous in the playoff.
Is his Achilles heel, though, his defenses?
Potentially.
Because of all the coaches that are out there, everybody who's mentioned on a short list, his winning percentage against ranked AP teams is pretty abysmal. Lane is certainly better than Franklin. I see Franklin. If I'm places where I can't get over the top, the last guy I want coming in is James Franklin for that same reason. But Lane, I would love to know if I'm a university president or the head of the Boosters, what's your deep? Who's you bringing in for the defense? Because if you're going to give Lane back up the Brinks truck, you better get that elite defensive player. Defensive coach, I should say.
Yeah, that's a good point. Here's what he told his players about all the head coaching openings, and his name continues to come up.
I just mentioned it to him yesterday. You know, that's a product of having a program with a lot of players and coaches doing a really good job. And I wouldn't even mention it because they've been through this every year, probably 4 years in a row. But we had so many new players. I just told them, hey, guys, this is what happens around here because we win games and people like the style that we play in. So that is all about a compliment to the player.
It is a compliment. I mean, like, nobody's coming to get Kirby because they know he's not going anywhere. But if there was any inclination that Kirby might be interested in going somewhere, everybody would be talking about Kirby being the hot commodity. Lane is at a place we know that has been transient. It is a place where guys have gone, they've won, and then they leave and take a bigger job. And so his name is being thrown out there. There are guys, though, Mike, that Kirby's not one of them. You know, when you talk about the premier coaches in the country, that's why I think a couple of these firings are a little bit surprising. They paid a lot of money for Franklin to go away, $50 million. You paid $54 million for Brian Kelly to go away. That ain't chump change. So, right. You know, now all of a sudden you're talking about $70 million 2 years ago with Jimbo last season. Now you're talking about $54 million for Brian Kelly, $50 million for James Franklin. That's a lot.
Right. You know, we talked about, you know, Vanderbilt's coach. We talked about, you know, Brent Key here at Tech. I would imagine at some point Tech is going to, maybe before the season's over, a little more in Brent's envelope. Because he'll be out there. I mean, there'll be a tiers of coaches, but if Georgia Tech continues to win, is undefeated by the time they play Georgia, I would imagine you just know again, it is this vicious cycle. Great article, I think, was in SI last week saying now teams are going to really start to outbid themselves for those coaches, and these buyouts are going to get bigger and bigger, and you're going to take half of that ridiculous TV contract money and all this new world we're living in, and like LSU. We joked around about it. What's Louisiana in education? Like 49th in the country? That money comes out of the kids' school books. You can look it up, kids. And that goes to buyout coaches. It happens. But getting back to Lane Kiffin, yeah, curious to see what he's going to find defensively. But other than that, man, like you said, offensive mind, great personality, invigorates, you know, the school. But LSU seems to be like the perfect fit because LSU, as all the things that Ole Miss has put together, LSU is like you're getting a blank check over there for all the reasons I just laid out.
Here's Kirby, by the way, talking about the firing of Brian Kelly and how he saw that whole situation.
There's so much built around the playoffs, and it's like everything's boom or bust, and you can't have a normal season. People got to make decisions earlier based on how somebody does, and I don't know enough about it. I know it's high expectations. I coached at LSU, and guy once told me, he said, that office you're in, that's not your office. You're borrowing it. And I knew right then that if you didn't win, you wouldn't be there long.
He's not lying.
Right.
Mike, you mentioned Lane Kiffin. Are the Dogs four plays away from having two more losses?
When you talk about
Tennessee, when you right. talk about Ole Miss being in the lead at Georgia – like, I guess my point is that is the difference in these coaches in the SEC when we start talking about if Kiffin needs a better DC and all this stuff. Like, Kirby is four plays away
right.
from potentially having two more losses at Tennessee, and they get away with it, and obviously they come back and win. You're down against Ole Miss at home. You find a way to come back and win. That's what I think these guys would tell you. And so I don't know if that is the answer. Like, he just needs a better defensive coordinator. But it always seems like it comes down to just a few plays in these big games. But I'll tell you this, James Franklin didn't go on the road and own anybody like Lane Kiffin's been doing when you talk about going to Georgia and having a lead and having a chance to win.
Right.
All those games with Franklin always seemed close, and he was never going to pull them out.
No, it always seemed like, you know, I know it's cliched, but you can't win the big one. They went and spent more money on anybody for Jim Knowles from Ohio.
They
stole the best defensive coordinator, some folks thought, from Ohio State. And you lost to, now it's documented, Rick Neuheisel's son, you know, who literally has been aching to be an OC, put the game plan together in 3 days
at the
Rose Bowl. You know, I mean, the Oregon game, I didn't expect him to beat Oregon, but, yeah, and that's the parity. That's the thing. All the things you just talked about, now you're throwing parity in. So James Franklin, yeah, you finally got all the money and kids stuck around, but now you got parity in college football. Now you don't have the depth to go toe-to-toe with everybody else. I'm just curious, who's going to get that gig? Urban Meyer, we mentioned at Penn State.
Oh, yeah.
That's
you,
been mentioned.
You like that? You like that?
I think it's a good fit.
Do you like that?
I think he's did he have an ethics bypass at birth? You know, all the fake, you know, the phony baloney religion crap, which is just him talking the talk. Doesn't really walk that walk. But whatever. He's a winner. He'll put it together. He'll recruit. He'll have a great staff. And I think he'll be motivated to stick it to Ohio State. As you said earlier, Lou, you think anyone remembers Lou Holtz as a pro coach?
No.
Who gives a crap?
No.
Lou Holtz was at the Jets. He pulled a Bobby Petrino. He quit on the Jets, Carl, in 1976 to go to Arkansas. So, again, no one remembers what you did in the pros. What you do for me at Penn State?
Yeah, the Urban Meyer thing, if, in fact, he gets back into this.
He's only 61.
I know. Well, look, and you're talking about these buyouts. Here's the thing. I mean, I know what people are like, Urban Meyer, why would he do that? Would you take a job and know in 3 years if you got fired, you could walk away with $70 million? I don't think there's anybody in here that wouldn't take that job.
Yes.
So, for Urban Meyer, it's like, okay, I'll get back into it. If I suck, I'm still walking away with $70 million. If I'm really good, we're in the college football playoff for 3 or 4 years, and I'm legendary because I went to another program and showed I could do this.
Three schools, it's a win-win. Three natties?
It's a win-win.
Yeah, right.
So that's the part about this. When everybody goes, well, why would he do that? You could suck for 3 years and walk away with $80 million.
Right. And Ohio State, despite all the success they're having right now, it's still Ryan Day. Still a team that can't beat Michigan. Still a team, like, I know they're the defending national champions, but I still think the Big Ten is winnable.
I do too.
You come in the SEC, you're in a minefield. That's why, you know, look, Brian Kelly, I'm coming down to LSU. You and I talked about it yesterday. Never made any sense. Big ego. Every coach has a big ego. He throws in a level of condescension, which really didn't play down there, throwing his team under the bus. So Brian Kelly gets got. Where does he land, by the way? You think he gets right back in the mix or takes a year off?
I don't know.
Because Brian Kelly,
$54 million.
Brian Kelly to Penn State, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
James Franklin is in his contract. He has to look for a job.
Yeah, exactly. 404-726-0929. One other thing we got to mention. We'll get back into the Falcons and how they try to fix their problems tomorrow. We are up at Flowery. Make sure you tune in at 2. We'll talk to Ra, and a couple of players will stop by as well as we turn the page and get ready for the Patriots. Arch Manning's in concussion protocol. Here comes Vandy.
Oh, what a scary game, man. You guys are 2.5-point faves before that information came out.
Don't know if the backup's going to play. We'll see. It's a kid named Matthew Caldwell. Nobody even has seen this kid play. Nobody really knows. But if Arch can't go because of the protocol, Vandy's – guys, you guys believe Vandy's really good now? I mean, they're a good football team.
That Mizzou game – and Mizzou, how bad do you feel for Missouri coming up a yard short on the chuck for, like, their Hail Mary? But you're right. Vandy can go into Texas and get it done if Arch doesn't
and that's
play.
If they do that, Mike, that's a huge statement win. They've already beaten some SEC teams, obviously. But then you talk about going on the road and doing that. I just think Vandy, they've already punched their ticket potentially to the college football playoff.
So who has a worse concussion, Arch Manning or the doctor that doesn't let him play?
Well, it's going to be like
Sark's like Brian Daboll.
That's right.
He's fine.
That's right. It's exactly
right. Read the
right.
eye chart. Yeah. I can't. You're fine. Who are you? I'm Batman. You want to ride with Batman? Get in the game.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, man, join Dukes and Bell for our special edition Thursday. We are out on the road as well Thursday. You know where we're going to be?
Where are we going to be?
Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta. Come by, stock in, and stock up on all your needs. We'll be down there hanging out. It's a really great spot. I've not been there, but I've been told it's a really cool spot. Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard. That's going to be Thursday. We'll be live from 2 to 6. It's right there on Marietta Boulevard. Come join us in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. All right. Feeling better about this team or no?
Oh, Kennesaw State, I'm all over it, Carl.
I'm
want you to jump
about
on the Falcons. Oh, yeah. Falcons, not so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.